Welcome back to another episode of Live Your Personal Best. I'm so excited for today's episode because it's one that I actually have been using for years. It's an idea that I heard about years ago and I just kind of remembered about it again. So I'm like, wow, I need to make a whole episode on this. And it's about this idea of a lot of times we want to improve. We want to improve our health. We want to be stronger. We want to be doing more. And you see everyone else and you're like, well, I could do that if I had more time. I could do that if I had more money. And you feel like there's this thing holding you back because you don't have the resources. And this is what I'm here to tell you of. You actually don't need those things. You don't need to be comparing yourself to what someone else has because there are things that you are not utilizing in your own life that you can be paying more attention to. And so before we jump in and start talking, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. We come out with new episodes twice a week. And so go subscribe now. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode. This idea that I'm talking about today is all about things that don't take talent. And I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this before, if you've ever seen this list, but basically when I was competing in rowing in college, one of the first things that our new coach, he came in, I think it was my sophomore year, and he had this booklet for us of different training plans that we're going to do and our competitions for the year. And you know, where we're at, we had just finished second in our division the year before, so, you know, it's disappointing to us, but we were on the brink, right? We were right there. It's not like we came in dead last, and we're like, we know all of these things that we need to improve. We came in second by close margins, and so we're there, and we're like, how can we approach this next year differently? And so we thought that this new coach was going to be coming in, and he was going to be, you know, telling us that we need to double down on our workouts and have these nutrition plans. We didn't really know what to expect, but those were the typical things. And instead, on the front page was this list of things that don't take talent. And they're things that a lot of us, I think, really underestimate or also just overlook. Things like having a positive attitude or just your attitude in general. Things like time management of, okay, am I going to wake up with enough time to get ready for my day? Or am I going to be hitting snooze? Am I going to be prepared when I walk into this workout or if I walk into this meeting or whatever the day has for you? Are you prepared going into it? Or maybe you're rushed and you feel like you're behind all the time. These are the things that don't take talent. So, you know, some other examples here that were on the list. It was showing up on time, planning your schedule to fit everything in, prioritizing your sleep, having a positive attitude, or just being in control of your attitude in general, being prepared, and making an effort. And these are just some of the few. I'm sure that if you spent a few minutes, you could think about the things in your life that you're like, yeah, you know, these things, they are free. These things, they don't cost money. But these are the things that separate you from maybe seeing zero results and being frustrated with yourself or feeling like you're a failure or just actually completing your task, getting everything on the to-do list done, feeling accomplished at the end of the day. These are what make or break it. And so when we were sitting there, you know, the difference between us and our competition wasn't that, you know, their school had more funding or like they had a better personal trainer or a physical therapist, like whatever those things were. We had all of those too, but it was these things that were going to make the difference. And it wasn't, you know, that they were taller and just built for it better. Like these are things that don't take talent because a lot of the times when we are comparing ourselves to someone else too, we don't know their full picture, but you just think like, maybe their genetics are better. Maybe they're just better at this. Maybe they are more talented, right? And the truth is it could be down to these better things of, no, they just showed up with that better attitude or they showed up more prepared or they prioritize things in their life like sleep to have the energy to do these things. And I think that's where we get so caught up, right? We just want to throw more things on our problems, right? We're like, okay, what I'm doing now isn't working. What can I outsource to something else, right? Oh, this gym isn't working. I need a better gym. I need a better personal trainer. I'm gonna do a little bit longer workout. And these things, yes, could be the difference, but especially if you're strapped on those resources, especially if you're just like, I don't have these things, like I can't put more money or time into it. What are the things that you just aren't utilizing in your current life? So as you approach your week, as you start a new week, as you start to think about how you're going to reach your next set of goals, think about these things that you have that don't take talent, that don't take extra money, that don't take extra time. This is just the mental commitment that you're making. Because if you're already saying, okay, well, you know, I know that I go to the gym in the mornings, but, you know, you always feel rushed going there, or you don't have a time to get that full workout in, or whatever it may be. Okay, well, how can you do that just a little bit better? How could you get a little bit more sleep maybe before you do the workout? How could you be a little bit more hydrated before the workout? How could you, you know, stretch and be relaxed going into it? Whatever it is that you keep running into, I'm sure that there are these little adjustments that, once again, are free, that you already have the knowledge of, and those are the switches that you can make. There are so many things that you have that don't take talent. And I want to leave that with you to know that you don't have to be talented to do any of this. You don't have to be talented to reach so many of the things that you want. It just takes that mental commitment, and that's how you're gonna get there. So I hope that you enjoyed this little quick, fast episode, but it is a message that I just really thought that you should hear no matter how short. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me @liveyourpersonalbest. Come say hi, come say what's up. I would love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. Thanks, and see you next time.